USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Happy 4th of July. Today is a national holiday. Russian forces on Sunday captured Lysychansk, the last city in the Luhansk region of the Donbas that was still under Ukrainian control. President Zelensky has vowed to take the land back when a counteroffensive can be put together. A gunman has killed three people and injured another four at a shopping mall in Denmark's capital of Copenhagen. The victims are two Danish 17-year-olds, a 47-year-old Russian, two Danes and a Swede were wounded. One remains in critical condition. Police said the 22-year-old suspect shooter has mental health issues and there is no indication of a terror motive. Simone Biles, Steve Jobs, and others will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 17 people in all, dead and alive, were chosen by the White House for the nation's highest civilian honor. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on WNBA player Brittany Griner and her Russian drug trial.
Women's basketball star Brittany Griner appeared in Russian court Friday on drug charges. She's facing up to a decade of imprisonment in Russia. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Strategic Communications National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says the president is engaged with the team working to secure her release.
She needs to come home. It's past time. The United States government is very, very focused on her case, as it is on the cases of other unjustly and wrongfully detained Americans around the world. And this is something that the president takes very, very seriously.
Griner is accused of having marijuana in her bags at the airport. She has been in detainment for about 4 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Testimony from the January 6th made-for-TV show continues to prop up testimony. Knowing that there is no cross-examination, anyone can say anything, as both sides are not being represented. President Trump responds.
She said, I jumped from a car and I started strangling. Think of this. I started strangling a Secret Service agent,
right,
who I know very well. I grabbed the steering wheel of a car. That you said that I wanted guns at my rally. I didn't want guns. I have to speak too, and I don't want guns for anybody.
Did you grab the steering wheel? Is there any truth to that?
Of course not.
Is that ridiculous?
In fact, the Secret Service came out and said that this story is totally false.
Yeah.
The woman is living in fantasy land.
Trump on Newsmax. Republican Representative Tim Walberg from Michigan also thinks this commission is a sham.
I take nothing from that. The fact of the matter, this January 6th commission is totally partisan. It's an attempt to, I think, prolong the pain of America that really shouldn't have taken place right now. I think President Trump is speaking the truth there. It's absurd to think that he would do what this individual says, especially since you have Secret Service people pushing back at it.
Mars can be an awfully windy place, as it turns out. The Perseverance rover was recently hit by pebbles carried aloft in strong winds, damaging one of the wind sensors. The sensor still works, but with decreased sensitivity. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.